You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ Show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app. The modern day Mr. Rogers.
Please won't you be my neighbor.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. This is the Ace and Friends show. Just Riggins waves to the camera like he does every day. If you watch on YouTube, just go to YouTube and search for Ace and Friends, and you can, if you haven't checked the show out on YouTube, you can. Oh, what is today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was Wednesday for some reason.
No, just Tuesday, just the second day of the week.
It's been a very long week already.
Yeah, it somehow has been.
And I was up for a very long time last night.
Oh, worry.
Oh, God, right to the baby, not sleeping again. And I was up for like a little over an hour in the middle of the night.
So what's his problem?
I don't know. But it's really becoming a problem for my household.
It's super selfish of him to do that.
And it's been going on since May, and we can't seem to get it nailed down. Now, he was at my in-laws the other night. Was it Saturday? I was gone Saturday night. And he slept all night. But they gave him a nap at 6 and then put him down for good at like 9:30.
Okay.
And he slept until like 7:30 in the morning.
Okay, why not try that then?
Well, because that doesn't work time-wise. Right? We both have to be up earlier. I mean, I can't stay up till 9:30 every night, even though it would actually probably be better than what I'm doing. It would be better than going to bed and then waking up at, 11:45 and being up until a little after 1, then going back to bed for a couple hours, then getting up.
You can't just like let him be tired, like put him down to bed at 10 o'clock. He'll learn eventually, like, oh, I didn't get as much sleep last night.
Well, you just let him try to cry it out, and that it hasn't worked well.
When are you going to kick him out?
I'm probably give him a couple more months, Rob, and then it's just going to like, hey, you're going to have to go somewhere until you can solve this problem and come back.
Disturbing the peace.
Yeah, because it is disturbing my peace. That's for sure. I'm too old to be dealing with a 13-month-old that is not going to bed.
Yeah,
we're waking up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Wonder whose fault that is.
Thank you, Rob.
No problem.
No doubt about it. It's going to be mine. <laughs> All right. So, kind of that's where I am. I'm feeling a lot of sore today, just because I'm just tired.
Yeah. I know. Me too.
Well, what did you get? What time did you go to bed last night, Riggins?
Like 8?
Yeah. And what time did you get up? Did you wake up any time during the middle of the night?
No.
No.
Wake up in the middle of the night.
What'd you sleep until 2?
4.
4. Okay. So you got a full 8 hours.
Yeah.
Sick, dude.
I need a full 10 hours. Yeah. 8 hours is, I don't know where they got that number from.
You slept straight through for 8 hours. He's like, Rob, I'm so tired.
I am tired.
No CPAP machine, no fan on your face, no nothing. We didn't lay down to go to sleep.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Today I did get an extra hour of sleep because I slept late.
Yeah, Rob overslept this morning.
It was rough.
I said, what happened?
Don't worry, I'll be there. Well, great.
Yeah.
Glad you made it.
I said, I woke up at 4:15 and then I woke up again at 5:15.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
So, Rob, you're 38. Mm-hmm. Riggins, you're 37.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourselves to be old?
I'm getting there.
Okay. Yeah, but as of right now, would you think I'm old?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
No,
I don't. Even though physically, Rob, with your sciatica and all that you've had acting up on you for a while.
Okay.
You probably feel a little bit older than you actually are.
Fair enough, yeah.
I don't mean it in a bad way. Those are the facts of life. Is there something you've started doing recently that you feel like, oh, this shows my age. This shows I'm getting older.
Looking for coupons. food.
That could be more a sign of the times, though. I mean, economy's tough these days, man.
It is, but like, I just feel weird doing it.
I've done that my whole life.
Yeah. We posted on our social media just asking people, what is something you recently started doing that really shows your age? This is one of my favorites. Crystal said, getting very mad that they rearranged the grocery store. Put it back.
Yeah, I get that one.
There's now no running in quickly to grab anything anymore. I've got to look and search for everything. I'll be doing online ordering from now on, so I don't have to spend 20 minutes figuring out that they moved the garlic bread over with the ice cream.
That's a good one.
Somebody takes afternoon naps. Ravonda said, now during conversations, I catch myself saying, I remember when.
Yeah, that's bad.
Wearing readers. Much like Riggins has developed an affinity for these ferns in his house, and he follows them. This lady said, watching my tomato plants grow.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's a definite old person.
Thrilling.
Yeah. Yard sales.
Yeah. I didn't realize how crazy the yard sale people are. They're nuts.
That's one of those things I was introduced to when I was a kid, because we would have once a year during the summer, we had a couple of families that'd get together and have a big garage sale, yard sale kind of thing.
Yeah.
You had to be there literally the crack of dawn. People would start 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. People would start showing up trying to get the stuff.
My neighborhood did one a couple weeks ago. I couldn't believe cars lining the streets at 6:30 in the morning.
It's nuts. So things you started doing recently that make you feel old. Chris said, sitting on the side of the bed in the morning, just wondering if my leg is going to work properly when I stand up.
Oh, God. That's scary.
That sounds real serious.
That's a good one.
And then Annette said, I am much too young to have multiple pairs of glasses in different locations throughout the house.
Yeah.
That way they're always within arm's reach somewhere.
Yeah.
Baking sourdough bread, gardening. And then Kat, I now keep random wires and some empty boxes just in case.
Just, you never know what could happen.
I need an empty box for something.
Coming up on
Rob Button Robs, here we go.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
We all do dumb stuff from time to time. Sometimes when we're a little kid, sometimes when we're a drunk adult. So it's time for another round of one of our favorite games called Little Kid or Drunk Adult.
Okay.
I'm going to play you the clip, someone telling a story, something they did, that we'll vote afterwards as to whether we believe it was a little kid or a drunk adult. All right, okay. Here is number one.
I squeezed a bottle of mayonnaise on my sister's boyfriend while he was sleeping.
That really could go either way. Yeah. I think drunk adult.
You're going to go drunk adult?
Yeah.
Rob? As well. Drunk adult? Okay, I'm going to go little kid on that one. Okay. Let's see what they say here.
I was a drunk adult. He passed out on my family's couch. His snoring was really getting to me, so I squeezed a bottle of mayonnaise on him out of frustration. He beat the crap out of me right in front of my sister.
Oh, my God. Sounds like he's a drunk adult now. He's like, I'm a drunk adult.
All right, little kid or drunk adult, here is the next one.
I got strep throat from licking a bowling ball.
Okay, strep That's throat from licking a bowling ball.
Adult.
Got to be a drunk adult, right?
Drunk at the bowling alley. That makes perfect sense.
Let's see.
I was a little kid. I went on this field trip. We went bowling. I thought the bowling balls looked like giant gumballs, so I just kept licking them all day, one after another. And 2 days later, I had the worst case of strep throat of my entire life.
Oh, my God. That's just disgusting.
So gross.
If you were at a bowling alley, you saw that?
Yeah. All day long. She's licking different bowling balls.
All day. I was doing it all day.
Good field trip, though.
Did the bowling alley?
They were on a field trip to go bowling.
Yeah, that's sick.
We always had to do something related to education, like go to the state capitol or something like that. Yeah, I know. Boo, they got to go bowling.
They got to go bowling.
Tomato, tomato, tomato.
Yeah, honestly.
I think the only thing I've seen worse than that, than a little kid licking bowling balls, is at Disney World, little kids like licking the handrails. Oh. It's just like there are thousands upon thousands of people today that run their hands over that.
Yeah. We're talking about worldwide germs.
That's right. There you go. Those are world germs you're getting from somewhere.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
We've talked about this lady a lot since the Olympics, but Riggins has really developed a disdain for the Australian people, especially the Australian breakdancer Riga. And I think everybody hates her now. And she's been a little surprised by the backlash toward her.
Yeah.
But do you feel you've judged her too harshly?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you know what it takes? It doesn't take much to be kind. And
is this your new motto? You're going
to
be
no, it is. Now? It's fun to rip on her. Okay. And but also, she's still a person.
Yeah.
And she made a mistake, I think.
So we asked people on our social media, who do you think has been judged too harshly? Or what? For example, Desiree said, people who don't have children.
Yep.
I think they get judged a little bit too harshly. I would tend to agree with that. Stacy said the 80s. I thought they were great. Most people refer to it negatively. I don't think so. I think she's wrong. I think most people look back and think of that as a really good time. And I think people who didn't live in the 80s, a lot of younger people think they look back and go, I mean, the fashion was weird, but people look like they were having fun. Will Smith, someone said he made a mistake. He apologized. Let it go.
Yeah, that's one that you could, I totally understand both sides of that.
Here's another one. Chris Brown, he made a mistake as a teenager. Can we get over it? Rihanna has.
It's tough. But
Chris Brown has continued to be a jerk to people. Yeah. Let's see. I think children are judged too harshly a lot of times, said Mallory. We expect them to behave better than most adults before we even taught them how.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Valerie said, Britney Spears, who doesn't like twirling around in their house? I don't know that people have judged Britney too harshly. More than they're just concerned about her well-being.
Yeah, it's genuine concern.
It's not judging as much as it is like, hey, we just want her to be okay.
Right.
Sue said, I'm one of those terrible people who likes their steak well done.
Yeah, I think that's a totally valid. What do you care if the person's getting a well-done steak? It's right. Not my taste.
I don't
But why get does that. It bother you so much?
I do not get the hatred for it. It's their business.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to eat it. Chill out.
I've told you.
What they like.
I told you, I got a friend of mine that, like, if you were at his house, he's like, I'm just going to leave that. You can go ahead and finish putting that. I can't cook that well done. I'm like, that is dumb.
That is dumb.
I don't like mine that way. I'm a medium rare person.
Yeah.
Medium at best, at worst, whatever you want to say. But that's just... Don't just not finish it for them.
Yeah, it's just so childish.
Yeah, I've never understood the well-done steak thing. It's just the way they choose to have their the meat.
They're enjoying it. Trust me. You can look on their face. They're enjoying it.
Fine. Everybody's good. We're okay.
This is Ace and Friends. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Alicia Silverstone, star of Clueless, you know, which came out, what, in the mid-90s?
Yeah, a long time ago.
And she's done a lot of videos, a lot of movies. But she's now kind of best known for some of her environmental work and some of her work with her children. And she went viral on TikTok the other night because Well, I'll play this, but she's just eating random things that she finds on the streets of New York.
London,
I'm sorry. And she reaches through a gate and picks some kind of a berry or something. Here she explains what she's doing here.
I discovered something that I can't figure out what it is, and I need your help. I just bit into it because I was on the street, and we were discussing whether this was a tomato.
So she's holding it up and showing it to the camera. It's like a little tomato, kind of.
Look at these leaves. Those are the leaves. So what the heck is this?
Because okay. Now here's what you need to know. The plant, she reaches through a gate.
Yeah.
And so it's within what would be considered somebody's property.
Yeah, it's there. In somebody's yard.
They're walking down the sidewalk. You know, everything's kind of built close together there, like there are like huge apartment buildings, whatever. They're yeah. very expensive, clearly. And she reaches through the gate and picks this thing, and she's like, I just ate this.
Looks like a tomato. Yeah. And it does. It looks like a little cherry tomato. Yeah.
And she's showing it off.
If I bite it.
And then she bites into it again.
I don't think you're supposed to eat this.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to eat this. And people are losing their mind.
Yeah.
And somebody said they're called a Jerusalem cherry. They are poisonous.
Highly poisonous.
Highly poisonous. And several people pointed out that that's what that is. And everybody says, Jerusalem cherry, toxic.
Do not eat this. Yeah, no, duh. First of all, you don't eat anything off the street that's in somebody's yard. I mean, you got to be a total idiot. And kind of serves you right. You ate something poisonous. You didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, my God, no. Jerusalem cherry, very poisonous in the nightshade family. Hope you're okay. Oh, my God, that was a Jerusalem cherry. Please don't do that. Oh, yeah, people. And somebody says, Jerusalem cherry. It's mildly poisonous.
It's mildly
poisonous. So maybe, okay. Maybe you'll have an upset stomach.
Okay.
And then people are pointing out, like, thousands of people have commented, and things like, can somebody let me know if she's okay?
Yeah, is she dead yet?
We haven't seen a new post. What's going on?
I mean, wouldn't that be ironic, though? She stars in Clueless, and she dies by eating a berry that she found on the street.
Yeah. It does look like a tomato, though.
It does. It does. Well, okay, it really but that, does. Again.
Why would you eat it?
You know, just eat it.
I don't know.
And that's the question everybody has. The majority of the comments are, why on earth would you eat something random from somebody's yard as you pass by?
Because you're a celebrity and you're weird. Like, you're just trying to be, like, quirky. She's
very different. And, yeah. You know.
Watch me eat this fruit on the street. It's like, no, psych, it's poisonous.
Watch me home and vomit.
Yeah.
This is Ace and Friends.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Capital Ideas podcast now features a series hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover what differentiates their investment approach, what learnings have shifted their career trajectories, and how do they find their next great idea? Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ace and Friends.
It seems now that since breakdancing has made the Olympics, we're going to turn everything into an Olympic sport. Okay. And Riggins has found competitive table setting.
This is crazy. What? Yeah, women get together and go to competitive table setting championships. And it's exactly like what it sounds like. They set a table with plates, drinkware, silverware, napkins, but they do it competitively. Who can make the best table setting? And it's cutthroat. There's a lot of money on the line. And they do this thing at the OC Fair every year. And the prize is thousands of dollars. Who has the best tablescape? And there's a whole documentary about this sport.
This is from the, first off, it's not a sport, but this is from the contest. It's
contest,
not a sport.
Contest, right.
So this is from this documentary about competitive table setters.
And then with you staring at me across the room.
I wasn't even looking at you.
Yes, you were. You were staring at me over here. That's why I said, what's the problem?
I was looking at him trying to see what his reaction is. But anyways.
Oh, that I was bothering him?
Well, kind of, yes.
We discourage other exhibitors from disturbing other exhibitors while they're setting up so that they can focus on what they're doing.
Well, I've seen other people talk to other people, and you haven't reprimanded them.
Well, actually, I have.
You have. Okay, this is very nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
They need to focus.
This is over table settings.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not
coming down on her because she said you're not allowed to look at other competitors. And just in case you're like copying their ideas.
That's a good idea.
And note that every table that you've seen on this thing, the ugliest thing you've ever seen. You'd throw somebody out of your house if they had a table like this. They're so gross and ugly.
Let's see the rest of this.
She's not letting me talk to anybody. We're just chatting about his glasses. It makes me just want to go home. I'm ready to cry.
No, you're fine. It's okay.
I'm seriously just ready to leave.
Screw you. Not to talk to anybody.
You're not allowed to look at anybody else's tables. It's very, very scary.
Competitive table setting.
And they're all old biddies. They're all, you know, like 70-year-old women. Nothing to do but like set these tables. And they leave these tables up in their house all year round.
Do people even set tables anymore?
Like, not like this.
Yeah, unless it's a formal, so, like you're having company over for a specific reason.
Thanksgiving when you might have like different plates or something like that. But this is like garland and
glitter. Oh, today's generation, no charger plates.
I'm surprised you know about charger plates.
That's why I threw it out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't think you knew that I knew about charger plates.
No, I didn't.
Oh, I've got to see this competitive. I will watch at least 30 minutes of this to see what it's all about.
Competitive table setting. And they're getting so upset.
She's crying because they won't let her talk to anybody.
Yeah. He doesn't want you bothering him. I'm like, there's guys in this, too. What's he doing?
There are guys in this?
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
All right, I found some questionable internet opinions. Let's see if you agree or disagree. These are it's like one of those lists on Reddit that people have just thrown out whatever their opinion might be.
Right.
For example, this one woman said, there is nothing funnier than a naked man walking around.
I disagree.
You disagree?
Yes. Okay.
Rob, you agree or disagree?
I don't like that. No.
Okay. One of the greatest and simplest pleasures in life is the joy that comes with wearing a new pair of socks.
Hmm. That's true. Yeah, I believe that.
No, I'm good.
There is something when you get some new socks, you put on, you're like, oh, these feel nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my feet feel so good today.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so, Rob?
No.
Especially if you're going to go do something like you're going to be walking on it, like, this is a good feel.
I can't remember ever enjoying putting on a pair of socks.
Okay, I was trying to figure out a way to ask that question when you got some new socks.
Well, I get new socks often.
Do you?
But I've never got them because I wanted them to feel better. I get them because the other ones are worn out.
Okay.
You wear holes in them?
Well, I don't. I think I've told you this before, but somehow when I walk, my socks, the bottom of them, turn up towards the top of the foot. I don't know how that happens based on the way I walk, but
while you're wearing shoes,
mm-hmm.
They turn around completely.
Like I have some that have a gray bottom on them, and at the end of the day when I take my shoes off, that gray bottom is sitting on top of my foot, and I have no idea how I'm doing it.
So somehow, when you walk, you move your foot in such a way as to cause your sock to spin all the way around and the bottom becomes the top?
Yeah, I don't understand it. It doesn't make any
sense. Isn't that uncomfortable? Because is it still on your heel in the proper way?
No. Mm. No, that also rotates somehow. I don't know what's going on with my feet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, neither do we. What the hell is that?
I do not understand that at all.
I have no idea how it happens. I can't explain.
The sock is still on your foot?
Yeah.
but it's totally completely spun around.
Uh-huh.
The heel is on the top of your ankle then. Where your foot would go in is on the top of your foot.
It doesn't always spin that part all the way around, but at least the part that's on my, like, near the tip of my toes is always turned upside down.
Okay.
Oh, man, we got to get a podiatrist in here and see what's going on with them dogs.
Yeah. And your toes aren't kind of janky or messed up or anything?
No. They're crazy. Okay.
Something's going on.
Well, gotta be something going on.
I mean, obviously, there's gotta be something. It's not like
you walk it on the side of your feet or something.
Yeah.
My socks aren't just magically doing it, you know?
Yeah, right.
That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Mean,
doesn't it make sense that it happens to Rob?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is Ace and Friends.
And you know when something's going to be good? If Riggins pulls me aside and goes, I've got a Rob thing here. We got a DM. Okay. Okay.
Got a very surprising DM.
Okay.
Remember last week, Rob said that he took a test online and it said with 80% accuracy, you probably have autism.
Yeah. Something about that.
You scored 80% higher than the normal score or something like that.
Than the rest of my friends, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I got a DM from a listener of ours. His name's Adam. Real smart, funny guy. Here's what he said. I was listening to Ace and Friends. I have a son with autism, and I've thought for over a year that Rob may be on the spectrum. Or at least he has sensory processing disorder. Taking clothes off as soon as he gets home because he doesn't like how they feel on him was just the real one that made me start noticing other things here. He's just adjusted to what's the current social norm.
I don't disagree.
I never put that together. That me is true, either. Though.
Well, I don't know enough about it to make that judgment call.
Well, you also know, like, not just that sensory, but like things that touch, like a lotion I couldn't put on because I didn't like the way it felt.
That's right.
He's got like weird tactile sensibilities, sensitivities.
A lot of the things I don't like to eat are because of the way they feel in my mouth, like texture wise.
And that whole weird thing you do with hamburgers where you flip it over so you have the cheese on the bottom. So remember that? So the cheese touches his tongue first before the meat or something.
You got to do that. I don't. That's not weird.
You don't.
No, you don't got to do that.
Is that why you don't like going on slides either? Because of the friction between the slide and your legs?
I don't. I never liked it as a kid either. Like I always get shocked on
those.
That
could just be the fact that he's 38.
Yeah.
You might not like slides because he's an adult.
Well, I didn't when I was a kid as well. So, to be fair. I
never liked him.
Yeah.
A kid doesn't like going down a slide. But I just thought that was interesting. And he said it was the taking the clothes off as soon as he walks in the door is what really made him start piecing this all together. So
because that's every day. It's every day, right, Rob? Yeah, you walk in the door, pants go down to just your boxer briefs and your T-shirt.
The only way it wouldn't happen is if I am about to leave again. Like if I knew I was going to have to get my clothes back on in any sort of rush, you know?
Yeah.
The only way, but what if Meredith had company over? Would you still do it?
Well, I might go to a different room where I can still do it.
I'm getting naked. I don't care.
It's going to happen no matter what.
We came here to have a good time. This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
You know, the drive-thru is not a complicated place. You pull up, you place your order, You pull up again. They hand your order out the window. You give them the payment. You're going about your business. Yep. Or at least that's the way it's supposed to work. Is this a Dairy Queen drive-thru? Really?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, we're going to a Dairy Queen drive-thru. I don't know why this girl was filming herself, but it's pretty funny and short.
Hi, do you guys have Kit Kat Blizzards?
Kids hamburger meals?
A Kit Kat Blizzard.
I was way off.
I was way off. Yes, you were.
Like, you have Kit Kat Blizzards. A kid's hamburger meal? No, that's nothing like
Kit
what I said.
Kit Kat Blizzard.
Here we go.
Hi, do you guys have Kit Kat Blizzards?
Kids hamburger meals?
A Kit Kat Blizzard.
That was way off.
Are you the Ace? You're the only person on the show that's gotten into an altercation at the drive-thru?
Yeah.
I don't think Rob has. And he's probably been to a drive-thru 1,000 times more than you.
Yeah, there's probably a bunch of times that I should have gotten.
I was young and kind of a hothead, and I shouldn't have done it, but they really made me mad because they handed me my order out the window, and when I took my drink, she didn't have the cap secured on it. So as I took the drink, I have no way of knowing that, and I took it and squeezed it, and the it ran out all over my lap. It looks like I've urinated all over my pants.
Yeah.
So I've already holding it in my left hand. I just shoved it back through the window. And it was like the cat wasn't on them. Look, it's everywhere.
Yeah,
and right. I drove off.
Yeah.
Showed them.
You showed them. You're doing right.
Now I got a Whopper, fries, and no drink.
Yeah, she made a mistake.
It was, you could have said something. I mean, just put the cap on it. That's what you're supposed to do.
You think she did it to you on purpose?
Not on purpose, but just, I don't know. I probably shouldn't have gotten that upset about it.
You probably shouldn't
have? I probably shouldn't have gotten that upset about it. In hindsight, I can look back and go, I probably shouldn't have been that upset about that.
Maybe.
But I can say that about so many things in my life.
Right.
I probably could have handled that better.
Yeah, I know, right. Some would say there's a pattern.
Some would say.
I wouldn't. But some would say that.
Some would say there
like
is a
therapist
pattern.
Or something.
It's happened a few times. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just, you know. And it wasn't so much of a confrontation. But I'm sure they cleaned it right up. It was no problem.
Yeah. You really had the mess in your...
Yeah, because I got to go back to work and I'm...
Coke
in my lap. I got to go back and sit in my office and just soak in Coke and just not have anything to drink.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Oh, my God. Are you okay?
Yeah, I mean, geez, it was.
It was not a good time.
Sounds like a blast. Right. Throwing things through the window.
But... Yeah, then again, not the dumbest thing I've done. So I've done worse things.
Yeah.
I put myself in more precarious situations. So it could have been worse. That's the way I look at it.
This is Ace and Friends.
Watch or listen to the latest episode of TJ and Jody's House, Mondays after 12 noon. Catch up on the latest from America's favorite couple. It's TJ and Jody's House, available now on acetj.tv or the Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
Ace and Friends.
Now, old people are funny, especially when they're blaming each other for a ticket that just came in the mail. Check this out.
Morning. That's in the morning. That's in the time. Wait a minute.
Who blew the red light? Let's see.
4:19 p.m. After work, you...
What day was that? Go ahead. Wait, go ahead. Go ahead. Don't you put me on no TikTok. Go ahead.
No TikTok. It's just
for May 13th.
By the way, that was a lie.
Yeah, that was definitely
not a TikTok. Oh, yes, it is. I'm making a TikTok out of the grandma. Here we go.
Team.
Go ahead. See, what day was that? May.
No, Louis, just look over here. May 13th is what day?
It's Sunday.
Aha! Sunday!
That was the team. You drove the car that day.
Where?
You drove the light.
Where?
Don't you? That was that shit. Don't you?
Well, let's see where it happened.
You.
No, 13th was a Monday.
Monday, you son of a.
I don't even know what they're saying, but I'm wildly entertained by these two old people screaming at each other.
Yeah, it was crazy. They get a speeding ticket, and they share a car. So they're each trying to accuse, like, "Oh, I didn't drive the car on that day." Yeah. And he's like, "It was 4:19. You B word." I mean, that's crazy.
It was Sunday. Aha! Wait, it was Monday. Oh, how about that, you mean?
Yeah, they were going in on each other.
What day?
It's fun watching your parents argue Because I never even knew my parents had a disagreement about anything growing up.
Love watching your parents argue.
Because I never saw it. I was like, who are these people? Never even knew that they disagreed on anything. They certainly never fought in front of us. So now that we, as soon as we went out of the house, though, they let it fly. It is. And I just go in there just to stir the pot sometimes. I'm like, Dad, tell me about the last girl you dated before Mom. And I'm just like, like set it on fire.
What is your favorite one that you've ever been involved in? Maybe you instigated it or you witnessed it.
Yeah, I got it. I knew my mom had been engaged once before my dad. So that's sort of like the hot button one to get my dad fired up. I was like, Mom, tell me about the guy you were engaged to before you met Dad.
Why, after all these years of, they've been married 50 years, whatever.
Yeah, 40 years.
Why was that upset him?
I don't know. Well, I wasn't helping the situation. I was like, what was your favorite thing about him? What did he look like? You know, trying to just stir the pot.
How bad did it get?
Pretty bad.
Did they start arguing?
Yeah. And then my mom started calling the woman that my dad had dated before her, like, you know, making intimations that she was not such a morally upstanding person. So, and I don't know, it could have been all made up, but it was fun just to see them like kind of get snippy with each other over these people they dated 45 years ago.
And when does it cool down at some point?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah.
Then one of them just walks away. And then as soon as they sit down, I'm like, tell me more.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Ace and Friends.
We had this clip of these old people arguing the other day, a minute ago, and Riggins was talking about his parents arguing, but for some reason, those old people were trying to figure out the date of something.
Yeah.
And they got a ticket. And that reminded me of, there was a night I woke up one time and my wife had gone through my phone and wanted to know, who's this person?
Right.
Do you remember this?
Your current wife?
Yeah.
No.
She had gone through my phone and she's like, she went through my Venmo and I forgot what the reason was. And she was like,
oh, yes. Yeah.
Who's this very attractive Hispanic woman that you Venmo'd money to? And I said, what? I don't even know what you're talking about. And she's like fancies herself like a true crime super sleuth.
Yeah.
And she's like, who is this person? And I said, check the date. So that's the day before your birthday. That's the woman who set up the very nice little picnic in the park that we had. That's a company that does that.
Right.
She just happens to be a very attractive Hispanic woman.
Yeah.
Oh.
No. Did she feel real bad?
Yeah, she did after that. She did. I was like, yeah, so you thought something, and it was actually a gift for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sent that money to someone, and now you see how much it costs, too, don't you?
Yeah.
How about that?
For a picnic.
Did you cancel it after that?
No, it had already happened. It had happened, Rob. It had happened 2 years prior.
Dang, she went back 2 years?
Well, I don't Venmo a lot of people, so it's not that hard.
And why was she going through your Venmo in the first place?
I don't remember. She was looking for a contact or something, is what she claimed.
Right. I'm looking for a contact in your Venmo, whatever that means.
I am super clean. Like, you got nothing on me on this scenario.
Do you think he, like, bought a prostitute or something?
I don't know.
She suspected something.
She suspected something. She clearly suspected something. And that's what I said. What did you suspect? What were you looking for? She's like, I was trying to find, and I don't remember what. She did have, as excuses go, she had a very sensible one. Like, I was trying to find, I need to send money to somebody. I didn't have their contact. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know you Venmo'd them. Okay. And it made, like, I know, I can see that. That might have actually happened.
Uh-huh.
But I was appalled. Like, in the middle of the night, you're going through my phone looking at how attractive people are that I Venmo'd money.
You were asleep?
I think so, yeah.
And she did it, yeah, while you were asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever her excuse, I would have loved to know what her reasoning
because
was.
Because I remember waking up and realizing, like, I don't think my Venmo opened on my phone. I said, that's weird.
And she confronted
about it. But in a million years, I didn't think anything about it. Yeah.
She confronted you the next day about it?
Yeah, something about it. Because I was asking, I said, did you go through my phone? Were you looking at my Venmo or something? Because it was open. I don't think I opened it last night.
That was sloppy detective work, Amanda. You got to close Venmo. No,
I think she left it open for a reason.
Well, she was going to confront you either way.
Like, hey, I just want you to know, whatever it is,
you're busted. Up.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent of wait till dad gets home.
Exactly. Like,
you know.
And now you think about this all day.
Right.
Guess what? I did. I won that round.
You did. Good for you.
Strike a blow for all the men.
Hell yeah.
Dude. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Exactly. Hell yeah.
We came here to have a good time.
This is Ace and Friends.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin on the Capital Ideas Podcast. Investment professionals reveal how they find their next great idea, what gives them their investment edge, and a few personal stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Capital Client Group, Inc.
Meet up with your friends.
Love it.
Ace and Friends.
Tech D-Rob, we need an update because yesterday you were telling us that you had this silent war going on in your home in the bathroom that your girlfriend Meredith likes nothing on the countertops. So you have a big rack to the right-hand side where everything goes because y'all won't put anything underneath because there was once a snake in there. Mm-hmm. And you like stuff on the countertop. So every day you leave stuff out to force her to put something up.
Right.
Did she hear that at all?
No.
There's been no blowback from that? No,
she just started teaching again this semester. So
yeah, school started right back in, yeah.
Yeah, she's working late at school, so she's not doing much. I'm barely seeing her, so.
If she had heard it, what would have been her reaction?
I don't know. I really don't know where I would gauge that one.
Would she be upset, do you think?
Maybe if she knew that I was doing it on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. At least aggravated, if not upset. Yeah. What about the one of the first ones of these we heard was the air fryer. Mm-hmm. Rob likes it always to be at the edge of the counter.
Correct.
And if it's not being used, Meredith is like any other normal thinking person, push it back away from the edge of the counter so you have usable counter space.
Why should I use more energy in my own energy to pull it back out?
But that one, she knows that's a little battle that goes on, right?
Yeah.
She's aware that you do that on purpose.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even use it and I pull it back out.
Yeah, that's the craziest one.
I would
when it's not even in use.
I would lose my mind.
Oh my god, I'd kill him.
Did you use the air fryer? No. Oh, so you just pulled this out to be annoying?
Yeah. Well, she does know that I do that part. That part at least.
But you don't do it to be annoying, like "Hi, we're having fun." You do it like just like I want this out here. Leave it here.
This is where it should be.
But it's not where it should be.
Well, who says that and her reasoning is the right?
The human race. All of the human race accepts her as correct on this, except for you.
There's no good reason for it.
Yeah, I mean, this is
like trying to argue with an 8-year-old.
It's like what it's like arguing with you guys all the time.
And why? Why would we do that? Because that's the way people do it. Well, that's why.
Yeah, you finally see it now.
No, I don't
see it. Yeah, you do, because you guys argue like that all the time.
No, we don't. This is one. I can back up all of my arguments, well, most of them, with sound reasoning. I'm not going to say all of them, because sometimes I just say stupid things.
It just so happens that we're on her side on this one, but, you know.
Okay, which ones are we not on her side?
Well,
I'm on her side with the stuff on the countertop, because Rob's going to make it a mess. And I still believe Rob could just put everything in a nice little dollar and a quarter basket and put it underneath the sink, and it would be easier and more effective for him every day.
Nah, it's goofy.
He just said he doesn't like bending over.
He didn't like doing that.
He doesn't like bending over.
I ain't trying to be goofy like that. Nah.
Okay.
me and Ace had a good Rob gossip session right before the show started this morning, too. We're like, what is going on over there?
I know. It didn't mean to be that obvious.
Follow Ace and Friends on all social media platforms at Ace Cannon Media. More Ace and Friends coming up. Ace and Friends.
Okay, so now that we've gotten into Rob's home life, Rob, is there anything in your relationship with Meredith? Because y'all seem to fit together so well. Like when you're out around the two of you publicly, you're both funny. You joke with each other. It seems to be a very light, easy relationship. Yeah. But does she do anything? Is she jealous at all?
Not that I know of.
So she's never done anything like I mentioned earlier on the show, my wife going through my Venmo one time, wondering who I was Venmoing money to and everything.
No.
Because the woman happened to be very attractive.
I think that's why Meredith doesn't like when Rob gets recognized in public. She gets very uncomfortable with it. I think that's a 100% a case of, like, wait a minute, why are you looking at my, and maybe she doesn't even connect it like that.
I don't know that that's the reason, because she also doesn't like when she sees, like, people from that she knows out in public as well. She purposely avoids them, kind of like I do.
Yeah, but this is a stranger just walking up and being like, hey, are you on the show?
Yeah, right. But I'm thinking it's the same kind of situation with her. She just gets like embarrassment or something that she's being recognized in public for some reason. But I know it's not her, but
maybe.
I think it's just that she doesn't like that to happen in general. She actively avoids, if she sees somebody in a store that she knows in any capacity, she's avoiding them.
Just like you.
Just like
Rob. Weird. Yeah, who's tried to avoid all of us at stores in the area here. Around the office, because we've all encountered him in the middle of the day or in the early morning, and he tries to avoid us every single time.
The only one I've successfully avoided is Ace.
Right. Because I had my back to him. I was standing at the counter paying when he walked in, and he ducked behind the whole rack and went all the way around the long way.
TJ announced me to the whole convenience store, and then Riggins saw me buying pizza dip, which was disgusting.
It was gross. He had one thing.
It was so bad.
And then he just ghosted. Yeah, he just like ghosted me in the middle of the aisle. I was like, okay, bye. What a jerk. And then I like made sure to run up to him after he ditched me. I was like,
this is someone he's seen every day for 10 years.
I spend more time with Rob than people in my own family. And he's just like,
and Riggs is like, hey, what's going on? And Rob's like, hey. Then he just walks off.
He's just like, I was like, oh, sick. All right. It was like Friday. Yeah. I'm like, I was going to ask, what are you doing this weekend? He just like walked away. I was like, all right, peace out.
I had to go get my sandwich.
Yeah, he had new questions.
Yeah, he like went to go to the deli to get a sandwich. I was like, son of a...
But just to walk away, Hey, what's going on? And he just walks off.
All right.
Guess we're done here. Have a good week.
Bye. This is Ace and Friends. When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.